Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earlier today, Jason Garrett jumped on with Sean and RJ, as he does every Monday morning, all year long, and he was asked, do we have the question in with this one, Shippy?
No question.
Okay.
In this one.
Basically, he's asked, do you expect Scott Linehan to return?
I do. You know, we don't anticipate any significant changes on our staff. Obviously, we're still evaluating everything on our football team. It's still 36 hours after the ball game, but you know, we're going to keep kind of trying to grow as a staff and as a football team, and we'll evaluate what we did and just keep trying to get better.
Okay, I did not hear this live, but I did see all the reaction, and the internet broke. All the local reporters were immediately tweeting out, Jason Garrett just said on 105.3 The Fan that he expects Scott Linehan to return. Everyone was freaking out. What was y'all's reaction when you saw this, or if maybe you heard it live?
There was a story up on NFL.com saying that Linehan will be back.
Did you hear this live?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your first reaction?
Well, Jason's lying on the air right
okay.
now.
That was my reaction, too. I saw a lot of people freaking out about it, but to me, I was just like, what do you expect him to say? Right now, Linehan, I believe, is his contract is up. I believe him and Marinelli's contracts are both up. I was trying to confirm this by reading all the backstories, and I couldn't get anybody to confirm the length of his contract. A lot of times those go unreported.
You know?
But my understanding throughout the year was that Linehan's contract was up at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. I thought that Garrett had to say what he said, but I also didn't think the way he said it was because basically, Garrett could have given a non-answer, but he gave that full-on answer,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I wonder if he's going to be embarrassed if they when they bounce Linehan, if they do, because he looked foolish for not knowing.
Well, let's go in chronological order. That's a tough word to say. As the day unfolded, because not even 2 hours later, Stephen Jones was on with the G-Bag Nation, and he was pretty much asked the same question.
No, we're a little over 24 hours into this, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, we had a good year, and but at the same time, we've got to really analyze this. And I know certainly, you know, overall, it was a good season, but we also know, you know, that we've had some good teams around here that haven't taken the next step, and we've got to figure out what that is. And we're obviously going to be doing a lot of work and trying to uncover every stone to see how we take that next step. So really don't want to comment on anything other than, you know, I will say that we were, you know, this team coming off a 3-5 start to the first half of the season did a really nice job of getting themselves back into the hunt. Obviously got themselves to a big game against the Rams out in L.A., and we just didn't get the job done. We fell short. But other than that, I think it's a little early to be speculating about players, coaches, anything like that, other than I really do think our group overall did a nice job.
Okay. So I would say that's drastically different than Jason's answer. He's basically saying, no, I don't anticipate changes, but can we analyze this first?
Right.
I mean, hey, we got up off the mat. That was cool. But we, talking about him and Will and Jerry, have put teams together that we feel like should win. So we're going to look at every single thing to figure out why we ain't winning. So let's not etch anything in stone on Monday, January the 14th. Why don't we do a little in-house analysis and figure it out?
Did Garrett come back and clean that up too?
Well, it's very interesting that you asked that, Ben, because Jason Garrett had a 2:00 press conference. This is where things get wacky. The opening question of the presser, he is asked about his staff, Shippy.
Where do you stand at the moment as far as the evaluation of your staff and that process? And can you say that Scott and Rod will both be back in the same capacity?
Yeah, you know, everything, it's still pretty immediate right now. I mean, obviously we play the game on Saturday night. So the order of business over the last 2 days, I've been in player interviews. We've probably interviewed 65 or so of our players. And that's really been our focus. We're going to have our first real staff meeting here when I get done with the with the press conference, and we'll talk about all of that staff stuff. So we haven't had any substantive conversations in regards to our staff at all. There are some guys who are out of contracts, so we'll have to address those situations. And one of the things that we always talk about is the makeup of the staff. You know, a lot of the decisions impact the other decisions that you make. So we haven't had any conversations about any of that stuff up to this point. Feel really good about the job our staff did this year. And we had a young football team, and I thought they responded well to our guys coaching them, the individual position coaches, our coordinators, the environment that was created to help this team grow. And we'll go back and evaluate our whole team and every part of it. We obviously have to get better. We have to build on some of the good stuff we did. We have to address some of the issues that we have. That applies to players, that applies to coaches, that applies to everybody in our organization.
Okay, now, Ben, there's some immediate differences from that clip and the first clip we heard. But before we give our analysis on it, let's hear the immediate follow-up question from the intrepid reporters. I think this is Clarence Hill.
With all due respect, this is different than what you said this morning on the radio. Did something change in between? Because this morning you said that you anticipated everybody coming back, including Scott.
Yeah, again, we haven't had any substantive conversation. Scott did an excellent job for us this year. And again, I don't know how I answered that question this morning. Nothing has changed. Again, I was in and around player meetings. Feel very good about what Scott Linehan did for us. Very good about what Rod Marinelli and Chris Richard have done, and Keith O'Quinn and everybody on our staff. We'll have conversations about everybody as we go here the next few days. And we'll make a lot of decisions to put the staffs together and put our team together as we go.
See you later.
Man.
Man. Dude, he was pulled into the office, right, and told what to think. You know, to me, so much of Jason Garrett, it feels like he cares more about being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys than he does about putting his foot down and winning a Super Bowl the way he wants to win a Super Bowl. Mm. Does that make sense?
I think so.
It's like, hey, listen, I'm going to manage up. We've heard the way he manages up.
I'm with you.
Jerry talks about how, well, Jason can explain, you know, anything he needs to after a loss. He can tell exactly what he was thinking, 10 different ways what he was thinking.
I don't know how I answered that question.
But it's like you've been stripped of all power here. You know, if you think about it, you know, what is that game that that Garrett plays with Dak?
Mattel football.
Where they throw, after practice
hungry,
at camp,
hippo.
They throw the ball to each other?
Yeah, catch.
Right, it's a game of catch.
Right.
And if you hit somebody in the face or in the chest, they get a different amount of points. If it's not in the face or chest, you don't get those points. I think that's because he wants to talk to his quarterback. He is powerless. Linehan has him surrounded. Linehan hired his whipping boy, Kellen Moore, to come in and be the quarterback's coach. Is Kellen Moore going to go to Dak and go, man, you can't throw that interception. You got to hold the ball there, or you got to get rid of the ball here. No, he's a contemporary, if he even is that. Mm-hmm. He's not going to go there. And so Linehan has Dak surrounded. Garrett can't even get to him. Garrett doesn't have power over the offense. He doesn't have power over the defense. He's powerless in this situation. He can't even comment on his staff. What is he in charge of?
Okay, I don't know that I've ever heard a worse answer than I'm not sure what I said earlier. Like,
that guy just doesn't care.
Hey, that guy is the smartest person in that building. You think he doesn't know what he says? You're exactly right, Skin.
But I guess
he doesn't
care
what he said.
What I'm saying is
he doesn't care what he said on the radio.
But in a lot of ways, what he just said with that answer is nothing that I say matters. That's basically what he's saying.
Exactly.
He's basically saying, it doesn't matter what I said earlier. I just said words because I was contractually obligated. Just like right now, words are coming out of
my mouth.
He'll
get a vote. He'll get a vote. No,
he is there.
We're having these meetings today. He'll get a vote.
He is there because it's easier for the Joneses to work with him than it is to work with a guy like Bill Parcells. There's an air of comfortability.
Right.
They know him. They like him. He's smart. He's a good guy. Everybody loves Garrett.
Dude, this team was 3-5 and they got to the divisional round of the playoffs. That doesn't happen by accident.
They buy in. The players buy in. They like their coach. But it's as a person. He's got to tiptoe around even being involved with the offense. He doesn't even hold a play sheet. There's not a time in a game where Garrett goes, Parcells wasn't in charge of the offense, but Sean Payton, he'd say, Sean, run it behind this lineman on this play.
Yeah.
Go for one on this one. He wouldn't call the specific play. He'd tell him what to do every once in a while. Here's what I want you to do here. And Sean Payton did it.
I've heard stories of him overriding Sean on calls because he didn't like the call because it was going to impact the game because he's the head coach.
He's the head coach.
Right.
Garrett can't do that. Garrett is in charge of motivational speaking. Garrett is in charge of making sure that guys are on time, that they're following the process, and he's done a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have any power. He can't even give you his opinion on the radio because he has to be told what his opinion is.
I can't agree with that more.
I do want to be fair, though, because I just saw like the NFL Network and Jane was doing a report, and the big headline says, Jason Garrett says Scott Linehan will return.
Right.
Well, what Jason said is that he anticipates no coaching staff changes.
It's a huge
Hold on.
He anticipates. He didn't say Scott's coming back.
I know, but I do think that's a little bit different than what you're saying, KT, because the question was, do you anticipate a change with Scott Linehan? And he said, I don't anticipate that. That's different. That's a little bit different than...
Maybe he doesn't.
Man, come
on. Maybe he doesn't.
He looks like a fool if they make a change after they put him out there like that for him to say that. He should have found out what's going on. He's not in control of it, so he doesn't know what's going on.
Well, Scott was gone on Halloween.
I don't know. I think he knows he's gone. I think he just answered it in a terrible way because he just doesn't care about what he's saying because it doesn't mean anything.
I don't think he gives a damn what he says on these airwaves.
I
don't
think Skins ice cream shop.
I think he cares very much what he says, and I think he's highly intelligent, and I think he cares that he doesn't say anything at all. So he's trying as hard as he can not to betray the trust of the inside of the organization, but he's not ever – he doesn't want to be wrong. He doesn't want to look like a fool. But and he's set up to look like a fool by the way he answered that question if they bounce Linehan because it shows he wasn't even involved in it.
No. I know what you're saying, Ben, but I guess what I'm saying is he knows what's happened with Scott Linehan over the course of this year. He has to know. And so the way he answers that question, he answered it in a way in which he was like, I'm not putting any thought into this. I'm just coming here giving you lip service. And then it blew up in his face because of what Steven said. And then he did not expect the second press conference question to be, hey, you just said the opposite of what you said 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I didn't take it that way. I took it as he could have easily said, hey, listen, we're evaluating things. We haven't made any decisions. We got to have meetings. It's a group process. He went out and said, yeah, I don't anticipate the problem with Linehan, but he did a great job this year. That's basically what he said to me. Can we hear his answer for Sean and RJ again this morning when they asked if Linehan was coming back?
I do. You know, we don't anticipate any significant changes on our staff. Obviously, we're still evaluating everything.
All right, there it is.
Football.
We don't anticipate any significant changes on our staff. I mean, that's strong.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be that strong. He could have said, hey, man, we're going to evaluate things. It's a process. He does that all the time.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree. I agree. But don't you think when he said, I don't even know what I said this morning. Play that last response again, because I don't want to put words in his mouth. I definitely don't want to put words in his mouth.
The one from Sean and RJ this morning?
No, from Clarence Hill. When Clarence Hill follows up with, hey, that's a way different response than what you said earlier.
With all due respect, this is different than what you said this morning on the radio. Did something change in between? Because this morning you said that you anticipated everybody coming back, including Scott.
Yeah, again, we haven't had any substantive conversation. Scott did an excellent job for us this year. And again, I don't know how I answered that question this morning. Nothing has changed. Again, I was in and around player meetings. Feel very good about what Scott Linehan did for us. Very good about what Rod Marinelli and Chris Richard have done, and Keith O'Quinn and everybody on our staff. And we'll have conversations about everybody as we go here the next few days. And we'll make a lot of decisions to put the staffs together and put our team together as we go.
Don't you guys all agree universally it's just a horrible day for Garrett?
I think the Joneses were like, did you say Linehan was coming back on your radio show? And he's like, is he not? Are we out on Linehan? What are we doing here, guys? Yeah, we'll let you know if he's coming back or not. I don't think it's looking good for him. You need to change that answer. You know what I mean? It just has that air that
I don't disagree, Ben, that's what it sounds like. In fact, I agree 100%. I just can't fathom it. I can't fathom with what happened over the last 8 weeks and even some of the reports 3 weeks ago that they were telling Linehan what plays to call. I can't fathom that he was thinking it was business as usual.
Right.
But maybe.
Right.
Maybe
no,
it is that dysfunctional. It is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.